This presentation has been previously broadcast.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, let's pray. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for Luke, who was just with me a moment ago. I told him I'd pray for his intentions. A friend of mine who's a pilot, his wife, is really in the fight for her life. And the man's such an inspiration to me. I called him earlier today. He's handling this with such dignity and grace and trust in God. I just pray I don't have to drink from that bitter cup. I want to pray for somebody who has just been diagnosed with a real problem. And I'll keep it confidential right now on the air. But I'm going to pray for miracles. That's what I do here every day. I believe in them. I really do. I believe in these miracles. You know, today I was at Mass, and the scripture was about Christ cursing the fig tree, and of course it's shriveled up, right? He cursed it, saying no one will eat of your fruit. That's what faith does. That's the power of God. Has control over everything, right? And I know that He can change your own situation. He can open those closed doors. He can change the circumstance. He can free from, you know, the addiction. There's a lot that He can do. So let's pray. You're more than welcome to join me. 888-914-9149. Feel free to get in there. Also, post your intentions if you want to on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show. Jake will be monitoring those, and it's a good way to sneak your intention in if you can't get through on the phone lines at Drew Mariani Show. I want to pray for Cardinal Pell and all those who have been falsely accused, and especially for those behind prison bars now. Those who need God's grace of conversion, but especially those who are there under false charges. There's a lot of innocent people who have gone to jail, as you might know. And I just ask God for mercy on that. And for those situations that you find yourself in, that you find no way out. You know, Father Rocky, he gave his homily earlier today. He talked about Father Walter Chizek, who was a priest who, when communism was raging, he vowed that he was going to go to Russia and bring about his conversion. And I love the story. I remember this story. This guy learned Russian. He sacrificed everything. He goes to Russia to start this great evangelization, to bring the country to God. And what happens? They arrest him. They put him in solitary confinement for 20 years. So the optics of this are like, this guy's life is a waste. All the sacrifice, learning the language, doing everything for what? To be in a box, to not be able to evangelize, whatever happened. But during that time of trial, during that moment of difficulty, during that time of isolation, that moment in which he felt, I'm sure, abandoned by God, maybe you felt the same way. Maybe you feel, God does not hear my prayers. Why would God do this to my son or my daughter or my husband or my wife? Or why am I going through this? My life's a mess, right? Why? Where is God if he's all good and loving? Well, Father Chizek, as he was in that prison cell, he grew in the interior life. He became a saint. He became a saint. And that's what you're called to do. That's what this life is about. It's about growing in holiness. It's about drawing closer to the divine heart of our Lord. It's about loving God and serving God so you can be with Him through all eternity. That's what this life's about. It's not about your money or your title or what you have. It's not about those situations. And sometimes the crosses of life and the sufferings, they're opportunities to speed down the path to holiness. They're opportunities to grow in holiness. They're opportunities to become the saint that God is calling you to. So if you're really in a bad way today, know that, all right? And unite that suffering to that of Jesus Christ, and know with Him all things are possible. All right? Know that. And let's pray big. I put a chapter in my book by that title. It's pray big. You know, ask big. Ask for the miracles. God's not limited. You know, I think we do ourselves a disservice when we limit God. You know, we hold out the small cup as opposed to the big one. So I'm going to pray for you now. I'm going to intercede. And I'm going to intercede with you. We're in this together. And I've got a lot of intentions myself that I'm praying for, so pray for me. I'm in the studio with Beth today. I always enjoy praying with her. Beth, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Drew.
Anything you want to lift up or pray for?
Just for anyone who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's and for their family members, it's just an intention that's on my heart. And also for anyone with a skin condition, whether that be skin cancer or psoriasis, eczema, anything like that, just healing of the skin.
That's such a great intention. A lot of people suffering with that. Well, thank you. We'll lift these intentions up and we'll pray now. Let's begin as we do every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
All right, and I want to pray for my colleague John Harper, too. He's going to be joining me right after we are done praying the chaplet. And John first came to know, I think, of Relevant Radio through the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And such a wonderful, professional, and such a incredibly faithful man. So I want to pray for him and his intentions in particular today. I'd ask you to do the same thing for him, okay? Let's take our first call today. Comes from, where are we here? Diana, listening in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Diana, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Hey.
How are you today doing?
I'm well, Diana. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in to pray with us. How can we pray for you?
Yes. Well, I want to say a prayer for my parents. Tomorrow is their 65th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've had... Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And both of them have had medical issues the last couple of years where we almost lost them. But yeah. Thankfully, we still have them. So it's a prayer for Thanksgiving. And so I want to pray for all of those wonderful marriages, which we need to keep here in our world, because that is what keeps our society safe and sound
and
healthy.
What a beautiful witness to marriage, though. That's a long time. And you know what, Diana, you are so blessed to have your parents so long. Oh, my gosh. Let's definitely pray in Thanksgiving. We'll pray for their health, and we'll pray for all parents that are living, who are now getting up in age as well, may have compromises of health or other problems. And we're going to pray for marriage, as Diane voiced as well, for good marriages. I mean, we know that the final confrontation will be over family and marriage, as Sister Lucia said, and Satan hates marriage. That's why we see the divorce rate where it is. And Lord, I pray against that spirit of division, that spirit of infidelity, that spirit of abuse, that spirit where there, Lord, is dividing these marriages and destroying families. I pray for a proper understanding of marriage, and I pray you hold back your hand of justice and give us your mercy for the ways we have rejected this fundamental teaching. How you established marriage. And I just I give you Diana and her intentions and all those who now pray with me. And I give you thanks for my own marriage. As for the grace to grow in even greater holiness as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jake, one more time. What number's up next? Bob, listening to us in Chicago. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Drew?
Right.
Real quick, and I know you said it earlier, but I just want to send, please, blessings to John Harper and Thanksgiving for the many years he was on Relevant Radio. And I'm telling you something right now, Drew. He woke up more Catholics and people of faith on a daily basis than Starbucks ever could hope to.
Thank you, John.
And God bless you.
God bless you, Bob. Well, that's great. You want to just pray for John? Bob, let me pray for you then, too, because I know you're praying for John. That was a beautiful, beautiful call, beautiful intention. Yeah, we love John Harper very much. And I'll tell you, you know, just as a side note, I know we have to pray here. John's one of these guys that's such a team player. He's not in competition. He's not saying, oh, I'm morning drive, Drew's afternoon drive. My numbers better be better than his. John has every day, without fail, since he's come here, supported the show. I get stories that I share with you. They come directly from that man. So, Lord, I ask for blessings on John. I pray for those in transition, those looking for work, those who are unemployed, those who are underemployed. Lord, I pray for those struggling in their finances in this moment for a real change in that situation. And I give you Bob and everyone else who's now praying with me. And again, we just turn to you, Father. We trust in your mercy. We pray with complete confidence that you hear these prayers and that you always answer them for our good. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I want to pray for those in the travel industry who are still being impacted by COVID. I spoke to a friend earlier today, and it's just been devastating. And the conflict in Israel and all the other issues have still continued to take their toll. And all those industries out there, all those businesses that are still trying to recover, Lord, I ask for your mercy. And I ask protection over this country from degeneration, from disaster, from disease, and from war. Jake's been monitoring our Twitter handle, our Twitter page, I should say. And Jake, what are some of the intentions coming in there?
Well, of course, we pray for all those who are on their deathbed right now. And Jessica's alerting us, someone who is most likely going to pass away today. And her name is Martha Lee.
Wow.
And so we pray for her soul and her family as well. And Glory is saying, hey, please pray for healing of my husband, Eric. He's got a lot of depression right now. He's been withdrawn from family, and she's just really concerned about him. So Gloria will definitely pray for Eric. And Bernadette is asking we pray for John, who is addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Oh, man.
And Drew, Mary Helen Fiorita, who's a guest on our show
sure,
a lot,
love her.
She's put this up on Twitter and alerted us with the fact that President Biden has left the Hyde Amendment out of the budget. So Catholic bishops have already reacted to this, and
wow.
We can talk more about this in maybe the next hour or so if we need to. But, of course, this would force Americans to fund abortion with their tax dollars, and a serious blow, but we just need to pray for his conversion and for our nation now.
No kidding. Let's pray for the conversion of Joe Biden. Let's pray for all of these politicians that hold the noble office of governing and who squander that grace that God has given them to advance the common good, to defend life. And we need to pray for their conversion. Lord, hold back your hand of justice and please grant this country mercy. Grant us mercy. Bring about the conversion, not just of our elected officials, but of the hearts of our citizenry, that we may be dedicated to you, Lord, and to truth. Our Final, another call. Marianne, thank you for sending that over. Joe, we'll bring him into this third decade as well. Mary Hallin, I should say. What was it? Want to call her Marianne? Mary Hallin. Joe, good afternoon. Thanks for listening to us there in Wisconsin.
Yes, Drew. First, I wanted to thank you for your book. It really made an impression on me, and I've been praying the chaplet ever since.
Praise God.
I've prayed it before that, but not with a sincere attitude.
That's great.
What I'm calling about is I asked for prayers for my wife, who has long-range effects from the COVID-19. She had COVID in January. A couple months ago, she was diagnosed with heart failure and scarring on the lung. And I want to pray for her and for all of those that are suffering from the COVID-19 virus.
Well, Joe, thank you for your kind words regarding the book. I'm going to be praying for your wife, and so is your spiritual family here. We all pray for each other. So a lot of prayers are going to come her way. And as I know you read in the book, this is an extraordinarily powerful prayer. The Lord has given it so many promises. And I even wrote a chapter on trust and how important that is. It's kind of the key to this devotion, to the power of our prayer. And I want to pray for a real turnabout for your wife's situations right now. I want to pray for his wife, all those who are suffering from COVID, all those having coronary or heart issues right now. And I was just thinking as he was talking about Romans 12:12, where Scripture tells us to be joyful in hope, patient in our affliction, and faithful in our prayer. So that's what we'll do now. Lord, we pray with great faith as we turn to you again, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Anita. She's listening in Los Lunas, New Mexico. Hi, Anita. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey. It's good to have you here, Anita.
Thank you to Drew Mariani and all of the Relevant Radio staff. We love and appreciate you.
You're so kind. I mean, thank you very much, Anita. It means the world to us. You're sweet. How can we pray for you?
I have a sister who's been struggling now for several months with stomach issues, and she is just so distraught and going through depression and anxiety because they cannot find exactly what is causing them, the stomach aches and just the stomach issues. And I just pray that God heal her. And all those suffering from stomach issues. And for our son-in-law, Ratty, who is suffering from severe back pain. He is an educator and also is distraught and very frustrated. And I just pray for all those suffering from back pain and stomach issues.
Such a great prayer. You're blanketing a lot of people, Anita. And I want to pray for you, too, okay, for all your personal needs.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your kind words. Let's pray right now. We'll pray for these intentions, which are so important. Lord, I give you those. With back pain, that could be debilitating. I pray for anyone with herniated discs or ruptured discs, anyone who's suffering from sciatic, anyone who's curvature of the spine or scoliosis. Lord, I want to pray for the problems of the back and the discomfort that often comes. I ask that you heal those with osteoporosis right now and just embrace these souls. Give them a reprieve. Lord, bring about healing. And I pray for the same for those right now who are having these gastrointestinal problems, these issues with their stomach and those who have ulcers. I give you the body. I ask you to embrace these souls, to bring them healing. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our last call today, I think, comes from Florida. And Michelle's listening to us there. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey. Thanks for calling.
So glad you're there. I've been a fan of Relevant Radio for a long time. I would like to pray for the soul and the healing of my 57-year-old cousin, Chris, Christopher, who's been admitted to hospice for cancer, and his family.
All right. Well, let's lift those intentions up. I'm glad you got through today. And hang in there. Pray with some faith. We'll pray right now for all those with cancer in particular. There's a tension that comes in every day, but I do want to pray for Christopher and all those who are in hospice. Lord, we don't know the day or the hour you're going to call us home, and I do pray. I pray in this moment for the hour of our death, that you'll meet us as a merciful Savior. I want to pray for those who've gone before us, those in purgatory, but I do want to pray for those who you will soon be calling home, today, tomorrow, in the months ahead. I just ask that you embrace them. And I give to you now the needs, the wants, the intentions of everyone who's on hold, everyone who's written to me, all those united to me. Lord, heal their bodies, their minds. Fill their soul with grace. Bless them with your providence. Bring about their conversion as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm going to be right back with a special guest. John Harper is going to be stopping by. You may have heard today was his last broadcast. If John woke you up, I love that call that we just had. And you want to say goodbye to him, you want to share your thoughts with him, you want to thank him for all that he's done, I'd love to hear from you. I'll open the phones right now. You can get in 888-914-9149. We'll talk to John for a couple minutes here. 888-914-9149. Love to hear from you. Give us a quick call right now. I'll be right back.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
I just want to send, please, blessings to John Harper and Thanksgiving for the many years he was on Relevant Radio. I'm telling you something right now, Drew. He woke up more Catholics and people of faith on a daily basis than Starbucks ever could hope to.
I love that. Thank you, John.
And God bless you.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that's something else, huh? I love that. That's such a great comment. He's woken up more Catholics. He's actually woken up more Americans than Starbucks. It's true. John Harper, of course, the great host of of Morning Air. He's been here for years, and it was a kind of a shock to me when I found out, you know, John's not going to be on the air come Monday. A colleague of mine, John Morales, will be taking that seat, and we'll talk to John next week. I know many of you know him. He's contributed over the years. We are a family here. I know John feels the same way. The wheel turns full circle. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future? But, you know, with John, I just want to – I shared with you during the chat, but I'll elaborate a little bit more on this one point. You know, in radio, in television, in broadcast, in the industry, you know, you're often defined by your numbers, by ratings. You know, what kind of following do you have? And for a morning drive show – morning's a hot slot for talk radio, for radio in general you know, there could be competition where the morning drive team wants to do better than the afternoon drive team, or, you know, it's all about this. I have this story. I want to scoop this person. I don't want to share this lead. I don't want to share this, you know, it was never that way with John. In fact, of all the people I've worked with, I've got to say that he is perhaps one of the most selfless people that I know. And I've shared this with management here many times and with others as well. You know, every morning without fail, you know, I meet with my producing team. But the night before or early in the morning, as John's getting ready for his own broadcast, I'll get an email from him. And it comes into my inbox, and it's a rundown of stories, of new stories and of leads, right? And I just love this because inevitably, you know, there is a story in there that I either share with you, it gets worked into what we're talking about, or it becomes one of the lead issues that I addressed that day. John was never concerned about competition. He wasn't concerned about numbers. He knows that, you know, we are only as strong as our weakest link, right? And that the stronger we are together, the better off we're going to be. The more we can pull and the more souls that we can ultimately reach. And, you know, it's an honor to call him a colleague. And his background's an amazing one. He's a consummate pro. He's been involved in broadcasting from sports to Catholic radio here for years. And he's here. I'll take a few of your calls for him. If you want to say goodbye to him, you can join us, 888-914-9149, and get in. And, John, first of all, I want to welcome you to the broadcast, as always. It's such a delight to have you here. You know, I mean very much what I said, and I could probably speak 30 more minutes on my appreciation for you and your background, but I know you're too humble to endure that. But thank you for what you've done over the years. And thanks for what you've done for my show. You've been a tremendous support.
I was going to say, who is this guy? I want to meet him.
That's good. Well, look in a mirror.
thank you very much. Yourself. And, you know, and one of the thrills for me, and I don't know that we've ever shared this on the air, I have talked about the very first voice I heard on Relevant Radio in August 2010, discovering Relevant Radio as a listener for the first time, was yours and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So the Divine Mercy Chaplet has been at the very foundation of who I am for the last more than 10 years. And then when I had that opportunity, when they said, hey, you know, we may be interested in hiring you, and they brought me out to the corporate headquarters, and then I'm sitting across the table from you on Relevant Radio praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Wow, that was just, you know, for a little Catholic kid, that didn't get any better than that.
It's a wild world. And I remember because when you were doing a show, I think on WTMJ, I think it was in Milwaukee, or guest hosting, one night, and you'd reached out to me, and Father Rocky was the one who actually went and did the broadcast, and that opened the door. That's the way God works. I mean, God's got such a strange way of putting into motion things. I know that the Lord has such incredible things for your future, John. I don't know what they are, but, you know, I love to quote Romans 8:28. You know, God works, you know, together. He works, he works all things together for the good for those who love him and are called to his plan. So, but look, let me do this. Let me grab a couple calls. And Jake, did you want to say something to John as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Just really quickly, John, I just really have to say that I myself, all of us, we just admire your contagious enthusiasm for radio.
Oh, thank you
so much. I mean, they often say that radio gets in your blood, right? And you can't get it out.
Right.
John, you're just the perfect example of that. Like, everything you do is just for using radio for the glory of God. And I think that you just exemplify that so well. But you of all people, John, and we're really going to miss you here and certainly going to be praying for you in your new endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the example that you set for us.
Thank you so much. And it's so great how we all come come together as a family, as you mentioned, Jake, and also Drew, and you've seen certainly the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the prayers that have been answered and the miracles that have happened. And we started taking prayer intentions several weeks ago on Friday mornings because I spend time in the Adoration Chapel. So I bring all of those prayer intentions before the Eucharist. And I got an email today from Maggie, who listens to you, Drew, in the afternoon on Relevant Radio 1000 in San Diego. And we were praying a couple of weeks ago for her mom, who was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and they thought it was inoperable, but the neurosurgeon said, okay, let's do it. And so Monday, May 24th, just this past Monday, she's in the operating room, and the neurosurgeon and the lead surgeon come out and just say, you know what? That 20-year tumor, it wasn't even there. Wow. It was gone. And she said, all I can say, it was miraculous. And she said, we're waiting on the pathology report, but it's the power of prayer and the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Well, John, that's so fantastic. Look, continue to pray for all of us. And I know you do that every day. So
absolutely. Did today.
Let's grab a couple phone calls for you. We'll say hello to Sylvia in Indiana. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Drew. Hey, John Harper. We are sure going to miss you. And just as Jake just said, you are such an incredible, powerful prayer warrior. I remember when you first came on the show. I'm so sad that you're leaving, but hopefully on to bigger and better. And just take good care of yourself and keep praying for us. We love you. We're going to miss you.
I was praying for you today, and I have been all the time, and I'll continue to pray for you and the entire Relevant Radio family of listeners. And this is an absolute statement of fact. Not only the people that I work with here at Relevant Radio, who are tremendously holy people, really, but your inspiration, Sylvia, others like you, you've made me a better Roman Catholic man. So that's the gift that you have given me in the feedback in this telephone call and other phone calls. We've had the opportunity to meet many times in person and through email. So that's tremendous because, I mean, that's what we do on both sides of the speaker is just help each other get to heaven, Drew.
Amen to that. Sylvia, thank you for those beautiful words. Joanne is listening in Portland, Maine. Joanne, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi, hey. John Harper. Thank you so much for your message today. I just want to thank you for getting us through this rough time during the pandemic and for all the times you've always taken my adoration intentions for all the people that I've been praying for here in Maine. I wanted you to know that a friend of mine who's a relevant radio ambassador sent me a text, and she too is very disappointed that Morning Air will no longer be part of your daily routine, but we're so happy that you're on the brink of a new adventure, and I know you have friends in high places to guide you, the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Mother, and of course Saint Joseph. And then of course you always have Dave Durand on speed dial for your life coaching.
That's true.
Good hands.
absolutely. But, yeah, I think we all learn from Dave Durand, not only on Wednesday mornings, and I'm sure he'll continue there and on his own show at 10 Central on Saturday mornings. But you're right about the Holy Spirit, who just picks us up by the scruff of the neck and puts us in a brand new adventure. And I don't know what that adventure is going to be. And of course we're dealing with his timing, not ours. So it's going to be interesting and a real test of faith and trust as well. Thank you, Joanne. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Joanne. Always good to hear from you. We'll go to Mario, who's listening in New Jersey. Hey, Mario.
Hey, John. It's Mario from Array of Hope. I just want to tell you thank you for all your good work, and I love you. And you were very instrumental in me, you know, drawing me back to the Catholic Church. So I thank you so much, and I owe you so much to that.
Wow, thank you. Mario Costabile is a very wonderful and big family. They're musical, and they use all of that talent, Drew, to evangelize in a very contemporary way, and it's very compelling as well and very holy as well. And Array of Hope Ministries, you can check that out on the web. It's magnificent. And now that we're coming out of COVID, thanks be to God, as we continue to pray to Our Lady of Good Health, I know you'll be able to get back on the road in addition to all of your videos and all of the inspiring work that you've done already to touch even more souls. Mario, thank you, and God bless. The best to you and the family.
Sounds great, John. We'll grab one call or two more, and then I'll let you go. But we'll go to Elizabeth, New Jersey, another Garden State caller. Regina, good afternoon.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad I got on. Thank you so much. John, I wanted to let you know I was stunned and heartbroken that you're not going to be on Morning Air anymore. I want to tell you, I started listening in about 2015 when Relevant Radio started broadcasting from Newark. I started listening to you for the full hour on my morning commute because I had a long commute. I used to listen to Imus in the morning before you. And once once I remembered to turn to you, I never went back. So I started going to daily mass at the time, you know, when I could. I've learned so much from you, and I just want to say God bless you. Thank you. You were so relatable in your show. It just helped me so much.
Oh, that's very kind.
My progressing as a Catholic. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's great. And the good news is that the Holy Spirit is still the executive producer of Morning Air and will still guide John Morales, who's a terrific man with a great deal of energy. You'll love him. And as John was mentioning this morning, and even in our private calls, he said, yeah, the Holy Spirit's still going to be the executive producer of Morning Air. So that's going to be the constant.
Yeah. Well, John, I just want to, again, thank you for all that you have done here. I know you're not going to be away. I've invited John to sit in as well to take the mic, and you'll be hearing from John Harper again in the future, and I'm assuming you'll be staying in touch even when you're off mic, right, John?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good. Well, we're going to be praying for you.
Thank you.
Always grateful for the insights as well. You know how powerful radio is, and maybe before we go, we can just address that issue. You know, this was a medium that for a long time people thought was going to die. When television came about, they thought radio was dead. You know, when the internet came about, everybody thought radio would be dead. What do you see for the future of this particular medium? And just from a Catholic perspective, I personally see it as an incredibly sharp instrument of evangelization. It's incredibly powerful. But I love your thoughts.
You're right. You're actually hearing the future right now. If you're listening to Relevant Radio on any device, on your smart speaker, on your phone, on your tablet, on an AM and FM radio station across the country, this is the future, because there is a sea of sameness out there on the radio and television, and there's only one pond. It's the richer pond of Relevant Radio, where you get solutions, solutions to your life and solutions to help you on the path to heaven. That is the steel sword, if you will, of Relevant Radio, and that's not going away. It's just going to get sharper and bigger and better and help you.
Well, God bless you, John. God bless you. We will be talking more in the days ahead, that's for sure. So keep us in your prayers. I promise you my continued prayers as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to miss you, brother.
Does this mean I don't have to give you that $20 back?
No.
Okay.
No. I still need that, John. I'm not letting you off that
easy.
It's
in the mail.
Drop it in the mail.
Thanks, Drew.
I've got to take a short break. Well, stay on the line, would you? When we come back, I'm going to pick up on a piece of breaking news I just heard about, and I want to get to that. President Biden's sprawling $6 trillion budget was unveiled on Friday, and there is something that if you are a defender of life, you should be aware of. It does not include the controversial Hyde Amendment. And I'll tell you what, we need to pray for this president. We need to pray for our country, and we need to pray that we get these issues right. When we come back, I'll unpack what this means. You may not be aware. Say, well, what's the Hyde Amendment? I'll fill you in. Stay with me.
Get connected
at facebook.com/Drew Mariani Show.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
We have work to do until we get rid of the Hyde Amendment once and for all.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I support Roe. I support a woman's right to choose under that constitutional guaranteed provision. And quite frankly, I always will. Folks, you know, and I'm going to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own personal decisions when it gets to her health care. Is that for many years as U.S. Senator, I've supported the Hyde Amendment like many, many others have.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, I want to bring you up to speed on this. And again, it just it frustrates and it angers me. All right, it really does. But you know what you're getting. I mean, we knew where Joe Biden, a so-called professed Catholic, we knew where he stood on this. So we shouldn't be that surprised, right? People are like, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. And you know what? And you might be in this camp, and I never try to offend, but I cannot understand how people can put the issue of life to one side when they go in to the voting booth. I never could get my head around it. There's a disconnect. There's illogic there. Life is the preeminent priority, our bishop said this past election. It's the preeminent issue. I mean, if you don't have life, who cares about the climate? If you don't have life, who cares about health care? Who cares about the national deficit? Who cares about any of these other issues? They don't matter. It all begins in the womb. And what really upsets me as a Catholic, I'm speaking as Drew Mariani, I'm not speaking on behalf of Relevant or anybody else. What really upsets me is when a politician wears the moniker of being a Catholic and walks around with a rosary bead, has these rosary beads in his pocket, and yet acts diametric. He's diametrically opposed to everything the church teaches regarding life, everything that the nation's bishops have said. I don't know how you stand or where you might love him, and that's fine. We all have to, whether you are frustrated like I am or you are in love with his policies, we need to pray. We need to pray for him. You know, we should all care about Joe Biden. We should care about his immortal soul. He's an intelligent man. You know, we should be worried about his immortal soul. We need to pray. We need to pray for his conversion. There was big news today. I want to thank Mary Helen Fiorito, who's going to be joining me in a second here, for putting this on our radar. While we were praying the chaplet, we got word that after the Biden administration released its federal budget proposal today, a number of the bishops, Archbishop Nauman of Kansas, the chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee of Pro-Life Activities, they sent out this press release. And I'm grateful for the bishops. You know, bishops get a lot of stones thrown at them, right? They get a lot of arrows flung their way. They've come out and they're expressing their deep concern about the administration's proposal to eliminate the Hyde Amendment and other pro-life provisions. I mean, this should be, as an American, you should be upset about this. I mean, even if we just take the faith aspect out of this, even if you just take the life aspect out of that, right, when it begins and whether or not abortion should be legal. We just did a show the other day on demographics, right, and what the future of this country will look like and how important. You know, we're below replacement rate in our nation, but that's a whole other conversation. The Hyde Amendment, it's been in effect since 76. It's had bipartisan support, and it prohibits, if you're not familiar with it, the use of federal funds for abortion, except in certain cases, rape and incest and save the life of the mother. This is going back and forth with different administrations, depending where they stand. And we knew where Joe Biden stood, but I want to welcome into the conversation, as I said, Mary Helen Fiorito. She's the Cardinal Francis George Fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., and, of course, the University of Notre Dame's, and I hope I get this right, Jake. Is it Di Nicola? I never get it right.
Di Nicola.
Di Nicola. I always want to say Di Nicola. I don't know what's the matter with me. I don't know. I can never get it right.
It's got that Italian
Di
twist
Nicola.
There, Drew.
I know. I want to say Di Nicola. I do. That's the problem. She's an attorney. She's a public speaker. She's a longtime contributor to this program and always harasses me because I never can get that right. Hey, Marianne, it's Mary Helen. I'm going to call you Marianne too. Mary Helen. Good to have you back. Mary Helen Fiorito joins us. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for having me on again, especially on such short notice with this breaking news. I really appreciate it.
Well, why don't you fill everyone in on what's now developing here? I mean, it's not a total shock. I mean, we know where Joe Biden stood when he ran, right? We know exactly how anti-life he is on some of these policies, but I'm glad our nation's bishops are speaking out about it. Maybe you can address the Hyde Amendment, and then let's talk about what Joe Biden is proposing and what it means.
Right. So the Hyde Amendment, which is named after the late Henry Hyde, who was the great pro-life Republican from the state of Illinois, is an annual biannual amendment that's included in the budget, which prohibits Medicaid funds, so federal funding from Medicaid, for going to pay for elective abortion procedures. So we don't pay, you know, Medicaid doesn't cover other elective procedures, you know, for example, like things like plastic surgery or things that people would have electively and pay out of pocket for, and nor should it cover abortion, primarily because abortion isn't healthcare. Abortion is the deliberate taking of a human life. Pregnancy is not a disease. And so for, you know, my goodness, almost 40 years now, the Hyde Amendment has been a regular fixture in the federal budget, the annual federal budget. Joe Biden, even when he shifted from being strongly pro-life to being, you know, almost completely in support of abortion, had still kind of clung to that Hyde Amendment as sort of a financial sort of the government shouldn't be involved. in any women's healthcare decisions regarding abortion, and that includes the funding. So he sort of justified it in that regard. Well, now he's, in order to get elected president, you know, you have to be in lockstep with what the abortion industry wants. And of course, what they want is all of those federal dollars to be pouring into abortion clinic coffers. And so today, when the federal budget, a $6 trillion budget, was unveiled today, it did not include the Hyde Amendment. So Joe Biden delivered on his campaign promise to the abortion industry. From what I understand, the Planned Parenthood Action Fund alone put $45 million into his campaign. So he owes them, you know, he owes them back big time. They really stood up for him in terms of lobbying for him, but also giving him tremendous financial support. So he has paid them back with leaving Hyde out. So it's on a couple of different, you know, planes, this is problematic. First of all, again, it sort of gives that impression to people that abortion might be some form of health care, which it is not. It's right. Never really been considered health care. It's always been considered outside the mainstream of women's, you know, gynecological services. And so, you know, we don't look at abortion in the same way we would look at necessary procedures that women need, particularly people who rely on Medicaid and also on state health programs for their health care dollars. I have a very good friend who's a pastor in a community, very low-income people. I think probably the majority of the people he pastors are low-income. And, you know, he says to me, the things that, like, we need in my community are more, you know, screenings for heart health. And we need places that it's easy for our people to get to for immunizations and other basic care for things like the flu. He said, you know, many of the people I serve don't have cars. They rely on public transportation. Neighborhood clinics that really meet the actual healthcare needs of our people, that's what the poor need. We don't need another abortion clinic in my neighborhood is what we don't need. And so this gives the impression that, you know, it's better to get rid of the poor rather than to get rid of poverty. Make sure they don't even get born to begin with. And that's how you begin to address poverty in the United States. Completely upside down way of looking at it, Drew.
So, you know, on that point, it's so important. I mean, what is it about abortion? In particular, this whole culture of death, that they don't care about the person, as you pointed out, that's in poverty, doesn't have transportation, and has other needs, and that money would be far better spent addressing those issues. Why is this? This has to be protected and funded. What's your mindset on this? I don't understand, especially for a man like Joe Biden or just the Democratic Party in general, why this is such a high and holy sacrament to them.
Right. Well, you know, I do think, at least for politicians like Biden, at the end of the day, it really does come down to money. I mean, the abortion lobby has big, big, big money. It's like, you know, we used to talk about big tobacco. In the same way, we could talk about big abortion. It is, they have tremendous, tremendous financial lobbying power over politicians. We see that at the state level. We're struggling, you know, where I live in Illinois with this right now. And at the federal level, if you spoke to any, you know, Democratic candidate, they will tell you, you really can't run on a national level unless you are willing to sort of bow at this altar of Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Rights Action League. And that is in large part because of the power that they wield. And they wield that power because of the money. They can pour millions of dollars into an opponent's campaign. You know, I think a great example of this fairly recently is pro-life Congressman Dan Lipinski, one of the last pro-life Democrats in Congress. Planned Parenthood and other abortion groups poured $3 million into a primary, a congressional primary, to unseat him. That's how much they don't want even one pro-life Democratic voice in power. And so Joe Biden knew if Joe Biden was going to get the Democratic presidential nomination, he had to have the backing of the abortion industry. So, you know, follow the money, as they say, in many aspects of life, but that's particularly true when we're talking about abortion and the abortion lobby. Yeah.
So what can be done? You feel somewhat powerless. They're in power right now. I know the nation's bishops were upset about this. They issued that press release. What are our nation's bishops asking the faithful to do?
Well, you know, there's obviously we have to be informed citizens, and I would direct everyone to go to the USCCB's website, that's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and review the statement that the bishops had. Fortunately for us, it doesn't look like this was going to, it'll pass the House because there is a majority of abortion-supporting congressional representatives present, but I think it's going to have a much more difficult time in the Senate, where you do have a couple of pro-life Democrats who I do not think would go so far as to vote to overturn Hyde, because Hyde has tremendous public support. No matter what poll you look at, more between 58 and 62% of Americans say they do not support federal tax dollars being used to fund elective abortions. So it really does have the sentiment of the majority of the American people. Somewhere under, 35% of Americans say they want federally funded abortions. And there's also quite, a real animosity towards the poor, and particularly towards poor people of color in these conversations surrounding public funding of abortion. And some, if you just kind of look through social media today, some of the things that are being said, I think it's better to get rid of people like this now, as one person said, get rid of people like this now rather than to have to pay welfare for the next 18 years for them. Mm. Incredibly crass and cruel way to look at the gift of a new human life in our community. Those are the people that most deserve our support and our love and our protection. And, again, we don't solve poverty by eliminating poor people. That's just simply not the way. That's not how America works. That's not how we as Christians think, right?
It's so frustrating to me. I hate this story. I do. It's so frustrating. Mary, thank you. Thanks for bringing it to our attention and for your eloquence. Yep. It's always good to talk with you. It's Mary Hallin.
You as well, sir.
Fiorito, and is an attorney, a public speaker, and of course, she is the Cardinal Francis George Fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., and the University of Notre Dame's De Nicola. I do it on purpose.